This is Dr. Mejia, the chair for the patient Ardina Brooks, Medicare request 149-872, Delaware 269-1948, referring physician Dr. Kara J. Pops, procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, had a polypectomy, date of the procedure December 1st, 2023, indications, melena, histocolon polyp, anemia, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, two submucosal nodules consistent with most likely lipoma. Next number, two colon polyps removed, peripheral gap. Left of insertion, sitcom, complication on immediately medication, aspirin, emergency anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes. Preparation was good, peripheral gap. Open procedure, aspirin, double temp, aspirin, colonoscopy, temp, peripheral gap. Findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period, the sigmoid colon, there's a submucosa yellowish nodule, about 5 millimeters, slightly consistent with lipoma, biopsy taken, peripheral gap, sigmoid descending colon, otherwise a pianoma, peripheral gap, semiflexia, pianoma, peripheral gap, in the mid-transverse colon, sees a polyp about 8 millimeters, removed by Hatch, neck, polypectomy, peripheral gap, in the proximal transverse colon, the mid-tip polyp about 3 millimeters, pelco biopsy, polypectomy performed, peripheral gap, in the hepatic flexure, there's a submucosa yellowish nodule, about 1 centimeter in size, then bacco biopsy taken, this is most likely consistent with lipoma, peripheral gap, facing in colon, sigma, pianoma, peripheral gap, recommendations 1. For pathology report, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinical. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.